Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Marta.
Today, we're talking about Australian holidays. This is a special episode, a follow-up.
Yes. Hey, everyone. Do you remember episode number 26 about American holidays? For example, we mentioned President's Day, Memorial Day, Independence Day, Labor Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, and so on. Today, we're going to learn something about Australian holidays instead. A big thank you to our dear friend Laura, who is currently living in Australia and provided us with the recording of Kate's voice, 100% Australian Aussie accent. Kate and her husband are the owners of a farm in the southwest of Western Australia.
It's going to be interesting.
G'day, my name is Kate. Here in Australia, we have 9 national holidays which are celebrated all over the country. The states and territories individually declare some other public holidays, such as the Canberra Day, second Monday in March, in the Australian Capital Territory, the Foundation Day, June in Western Australia, the Proclamation Day, December in South Australia, and the Picnic Day, August in the Northern Territory.
Picnic Day. Sounds good, doesn't it?
It does.
Getting back to our national holidays. First of all, we have New Year's Day on January 1st. Actually, New Year's Day celebrations commence in most capital cities on the 31st of December, with festivities and fireworks at midnight to welcome in the new year. Secondly, Australia Day. Australia's national day is held on the 26th of January in recognition of the arrival in 1788 of the First Fleet, a group of 11 ships that sailed from England to establish a colony in Port Jackson, Australia. Australia Day celebrations include Australia Day Honours, Australian of the Year Awards, which are given to deserving citizens who have inspired the community through their achievements and must be taken as an example to create a better Australia. Citizenship ceremonies, concerts, carnivals, and family entertainment. It is a drinking day and it's often celebrated with a barbecue, also called a barbie.
Okay, so number one, New Year's Day. Number two, Australia Day.
Thirdly, Labor Day. It commemorates the achievements of the Australian Labor Movement. The celebration of Labor Day has its origins in the 8-hour day movement, which advocated 8 hours for work, 8 hours for recreation, and 8 hours for rest. On the 21st of April, 1856, stonemasons and building workers on building sites around Melbourne stopped work and marched from the University of Melbourne to Parliament House to achieve an 8-hour day. Their direct action protest was a success, and they are noted as the first organized workers in the world to achieve an 8-hour day with no loss of pay, which subsequently inspired the celebration of Labor Day. The Labor Day public holiday varies between the various states and territories.
Cindy, can you remind us of Labor Day in the States instead?
It's celebrated on the first Monday in September, and we spell it L-A-B-O-R. Not L-A-B-O-U-R. No U.
Okay, let's go on.
Number 4 and 5 are Good Friday and Easter Monday. Good Friday is the Friday before Easter and in Christianity commemorates the crucifixion of Jesus and his death. Here it is celebrated on the first Friday after the full moon on or after the 21st of March. Easter Monday is the day after Easter Sunday. Number 6 is Anzac Day. The Anzac Day Act 1995 declares the 25th of April as a national day of commemoration in recognition and commemoration of the contribution of all those who have served Australia in time of war and in warlike conflicts. Anzac stands for Australia and New Zealand Army Corps and was first used when Australia and New Zealand soldiers were grouped in Egypt prior to their landing at Gallipoli in Turkey during World War I. Anzac Day commemoration features marches by veterans and by solemn dawn services, a tradition started in Albany, Western Australia, on the 25th of April 1923 and now held at war memorials around the country. Accompanied by thoughts of those lost at war to the ceremonial sounds of the last post on the bungle, the fourth stanza of Binion's poem for the fallen, known as the Ode of Remembrance, is often recited.
Okay, so Anzac Day on the 25th of April, commemorating all those who served Australia in time of war. Martha, isn't the 25th of April a war-related national holiday in Italy as well?
Yes, here in Italy we celebrate the end of World War II, the very same day of Anzac Day.
Number 7 is the Queen's birthday. The day has been celebrated since 1788 when Governor Arthur Phillip declared a holiday to mark the birthday of King George III. Until 1936 it was held on the actual birthday of the monarch, but after the death of King George V, it was decided to keep the date at mid-year. In all states and territories except Western Australia, because it celebrates its foundation day on the first Monday in June, the Queen's birthday is observed on the second Monday in June. On this day, the Queen's Birthday Honours List is released, naming new members of the Order of Australia and other Australian honours. The Queen's Birthday weekend was long the traditional times for public fireworks displays in Australia. Although they still occur, the tradition has recently been overshadowed by the larger New Year's Eve fireworks, as the sale of fireworks to the public was progressively banned by the state in the 1980s.
How about fireworks in America instead?
New Year's Eve and Independence Day, that's the 4th of July, are definitely the right days to see amazing fireworks anywhere around the United States.
Number 8 is Christmas Day. Christmas Day is on December 25th. It is a Christian celebration in commemoration of the birth of Jesus. We usually have an English-style lunch or a seafood barbecue, while on Christmas Eve many drinking parties are organized. Last but not least is Boxing Day. It is on the day after Christmas, December the 26th, except in South Australia, where the first otherwise working day after the Christmas is a public holiday called Proclamation Day. The origins of Boxing Day are believed to be British and related to the practice of the wealthy giving gifts of money or food or goods to the poor. Boxing Day is noted for the start of the post-Christmas sale season. It's a shopping day. There has also become a significant sporting day. Melbourne hosts the Boxing Day Test Match, and the Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race also starts on this day. Well, it was very nice talking to you all. See you later.
And it was nice listening to you, Kate, and your wonderful Australian accent.
Thank you so much for being our guest, and thanks to Laura too.
All right. That's all for now. We hope you've enjoyed this special episode about Australian holidays.
Come visit us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com,
where you can find the transcripts of our episodes, together with lots of posts, pictures, videos, and the links to our other pages on Facebook, Twitter, Podomatic, our YouTube channel, and iTunes. If you're interested in private lessons via Skype, just send us an email at myamericanfriendpodcast@gmail.com and we'll contact you as soon as possible. Bye, everyone.
See you soon. Bye-bye. My American Friend.